USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another high-profile trial ends. This time it was a civil case. Those involved in the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, being found liable.
The jury found a conspiracy to commit violence on the streets of Charlottesville as to each and every defendant, and then awarded substantial damages.
That's plaintiff's attorney Karen Dunn on the partial verdict, which includes a $1 million judgment against five white nationalist groups. That's after the removal of a Confederate statue in Charlottesville led to the rally in 2017, which led to violence and the death of Heather Heyer, who was run over by a vehicle that slammed into counter-protesters. A sixth person has now died from injuries they suffered in the Wisconsin Christmas parade rampage back on Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
New York Giants legend Michael Strahan is the latest celebrity to announce he'll be flying into space on Blue Origin's next flight. The Pro Football Hall of Famer, and now TV host as well, said he began preparations for the flight a couple of weeks ago. Liftoff is scheduled for 10 a.m. Eastern on December 9th from West Texas. It appears the Atlantic hurricane season is going to be wrapping up quietly, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The season officially ends on November 30th, and the National Hurricane Center says no tropical activity is expected for at least the next 5 days. There have been 21 named storms this year, meaning the Hurricane Center went through its entire name list for the tropical storms and hurricanes.
Stocks ended mixed after a choppy day on Wall Street. The NASDAQ lost 79 in the end, the S&P gained 7, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 194. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Not only the president, but the energy secretary is being pressed on the soaring gasoline prices. Jennifer Granholm opened the White House briefing where President Biden also spoke on Tuesday afternoon by agreeing those gas prices are too high, but she cited a global mismatch between supply and demand. Granholm also argued that presidents don't control the price of gasoline. President Biden didn't announce he's tapping into the nation's vast oil reserves, authorizing release of 50 million barrels of crude. They acknowledge, though, that it's going to take some time to have an effect on the price for consumers at the pump. Jury deliberations continued for three white men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia, as the prosecution had argued Arbery was chased and murdered without justification while the black man was simply jogging in a Georgia neighborhood last year. The defense claims he was killed in self-defense when he resisted an attempted citizen's arrest. Apple is suing an Israeli firm known for hacking into iPhones at the request of a government. The NSO Group being taken to court. It sells software to governments, which then allows iPhones to be hacked. Apple says only some customers were the target of the hacks, and they'll be notified if they were. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.